This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get to the bottom of what's going on in the medical world. Another episode of Good Day Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, the optimist from the cardiological point of view is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He's here to help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine and how it will affect you. There are a lot of studies that are done every week, and Ken takes it upon himself for his own clients and his own purposes at his clinic, but also for all of us who are listening to him on the air and in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Sometimes half a dozen, sometimes more. It depends on what really has come out that is of note that Ken wants to talk about. And as he is a cardiovascular specialist, let's start with the overview of our gums. Not that this is a new focus for us, Ken, because we've talked about this a lot, how important having good gum health, good teeth, that sort of thing, how it's linked to pretty much everything else in our body. So what's the latest here?
Well, you always ask me to explain these results and what's the cause, what's the mechanism behind them. And we've talked about in the past about how gum disease leads to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, and we may have some of the answers now. This comes out of the medical journal Cardiovascular Research this week, Doug, that people with periodontitis, which is an advanced form of gum disease, seem to have a higher risk of high blood pressure, hypertension. And the more severe the periodontitis, it appears the higher the risk of hypertension. Hypertension could be the driver of heart attack and stroke in patients with periodontitis, as I suggested. And amazingly, almost half of Americans over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease.
Wow. Half. Is that because they don't take care of their teeth as much as anything else? I guess it is, right? Gums,
we don't brush, floss, and we don't eat the right foods all the time.
Do you actually think when you're brushing your teeth, are you actively thinking about what you're doing to enhance the value of the health of your gums and your teeth? Like I always, the reason I ask is because I am thinking about it. I use an electric toothbrush, get up to the top of my mouth and bring it down consciously to help pull the gum down over the teeth. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Keep the teeth, the gum isn't supposed to recede. It's supposed to kind of stay where it is. I don't know what the technical term for it is, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but my periodontitis says I do good home care.
Good. What about, you don't usually, when I'm there, you don't usually check out my gums. As a matter of physical with people, you don't normally look at gums.
I'll leave that to your dentist. I hope your dentist doing that.
Yes.
I don't think your dentist is checking out your heart. He may be taking your blood pressure, but he's not examining your heart.
And that could be. All right, so let's stay with the heart because you're a heart specialist. Let's move into the area of stroke and women who have an increased risk of stroke. How so?
The North American Menopause Society's annual meeting in Chicago this week has produced some interesting studies, and this is one of them. This is in a study of women aged 40 to 60, Doug. Those who suffered from self-silencing had an increased risk of having plaque in their carotid arteries. You've seen your carotid arteries.
What does it mean, self-silence? What does
that
mean?
Okay, self-silencing is repressing one's feelings when they might threaten relationships or one's security and appearing outwardly agreeable while inner feelings grow angry and resentful.
Uh-huh. Keeping it inside, in other words.
Yes, exactly. Women with no observable plaque in their carotids seem to be more able to express themselves in their relationships. So if you have negative feelings in your relationships, learn how to express them productively.
I think it's really Very interesting to look at the things. Maybe, are we talking about mood here as much as anything else?
We're talking about huge amounts of mental stress. You know, this just doesn't let the steam out of the ears, and it just builds up.
So the way to get around that is to perhaps, ladies and men too, exercise more, meditate, be grateful. These are sorts of things that are in my mind. I think when I'm on, I think the best thing that happens to me is time on the tractor, when I'm out on the farm, I look at the sky and I think, what a fabulous life I have and how I am. Certainly, do I get angry? Yep. Am I sad? Yep. Am I disgusted sometimes? Yep. Am I happy? That's all the stuff that makes us human. So, you know, it's what Ken is saying, I think, is not allowing yourself to be worked up or overtaken, overcome by the things that you think you can't have any control over, so you don't want to get involved. You want to just sit there and let it stew. And that's
until you explode.
Horrible.
Until you explode. And just also learn how to productively talk to you. I know it's not easy, but you just have to learn how to talk about these things with your partner.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or whoever you have to talk to. You might need a professional. If that's what you need, then that's what you need.
This study dealt with relationship stressful issues.
Yeah.
And usually the solution...
Well, how many of us have in our marriages or our significant relationships, done just that, not brought something up? Because it was like stepping. I can remember saying to my last partner, it was if we were upset about something, we don't want to talk. It was like walking on eggs.
That is self-silencing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So let's do our part for all of this. Next up here in the heart department is menopause. We seem to be focused on women here and hot flashes. And whether, all right, so let's talk about, is this severity related, the worse the hot flashes, what does that mean, or is that the signal? What's the signal that could bring us around to having a heart attack or a stroke?
Well, this is news again this week because of the same North American Menopause Society annual meeting. And what they reported this week, interestingly, was that frequent or persistent hot flashes are linked to higher odds of heart attack and stroke. And this finding stems from a 20-year study, Doug, of about 3,300 women during menopause. And we do not yet understand the underlying mechanisms here that link hot flashes to heart disease risk. This is going to require more study. And we also need to find out whether treating hot flashes has any health impact on women's heart health as they age.
What do you think? You have women coming in there, all of them. You say women are more at risk now than ever before for having a heart attack because of the way their lives are being led. So, and I didn't hear in there whether there was a degree issue as to whether you've got a tough time. Some women have a much harder time with menopause and hot flashes than do others.
I think that the hormones, the changing hormones in a woman's body do affect circulation. We clearly see women begin to catch up and surpass men in their blockage in the circulation of their body as they go into menopause and past menopause. But you look at the history of medicine, it's very dicey to try to manipulate these hormones with
isn't that what the drugs do, though?
With drugs, because they can have unexpected consequences. So this has to be done very carefully with careful research.
Well,
there's a famous study. You know the history of medicine. I mean, it intuitively seemed like women start losing their estrogen, you replace the estrogen, and you would keep them heart healthy forever. And it's just the opposite. You give them significant amounts of estrogen for prolonged periods of time. After the menopause, you increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. So we now give the lowest amount of hormone replacement peri and post-menopause for the shortest amount of time possible.
How does that affect the rest of their lives? I don't mean in terms of years.
Well,
but the
it's
other
like threading a needle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to thread. That's why it has to be done very carefully.
A lot of women, when they go through menopause, lose interest in sex. Do they have? Does it come back again after menopause, or once it's gone, it seems to be kaput?
That is so variable. And there are hormonal things with testosterone. You know, you need a good gynecologist here who understands endocrinology of that area of the body. But there are things you can do to manipulate the hormones, but they have to be done very carefully, understanding the woman's individual cardiovascular risk, because these things can collide and you are threading a needle here. You're improving the quality of life by adjusting the hormones, but you don't want to unexpectedly too highly increase her risk for cardiovascular disease. So that, yeah, it can be done, but it takes a very experienced doctor who, working in that area.
Careful, careful, careful. In a moment, we're going to focus on what it is as you grow up that will increase your risk of having a heart attack. That's next year on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, now focusing on something else that will make you healthy. You hear Ken all the time talking about what you need for rest, 7 to 8 hours of really good sleep. And a lot of people are not getting good sleep because they have lousy beds, lousy mattresses, lousy sheets, lousy pillows. So let's get a great night's rest. Let's rely on MyPillow. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can wash them. You can dry them. It doesn't make any difference how big the pillow is. Stuff it in your washing machine. Wash it and put it in the dryer. Dry it out. Or put it out back in the sunshine. Let it dry naturally. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Save up to 66%. On some of the other things that are in the catalog, no matter what, well, the body pillow is one of the things to save 2/3 on that. But you'll find with the DJV code that you have different percentages for different products. So, but you're sure going to save money. That's the bottom line. Enter the promo code DJV for whatever you want to buy. The neck pillow, the body pillow, regular pillows, extensive use of big, I like big pillows. Get your big MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and save up to 66%. Great deals with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. Get started with $20 off.
Looking to get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Considering health issues that you may have, friends may have, people that you love, what do you need to know? Well, you'll find out lots of things from Dr. Ken, who, as I said, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardora, Florida. Great place to go if you want a really thorough checkup. I called Ken the other day. It was like 8:30 at night, and he was still seeing patients. I'll call you right back. He never did. But if that's because he's working late. And that's because he's dedicated. So if you want real dedication...
I didn't
want
to wake you up.
The antithesis... I know. I knew it was late when you got done. The antithesis of the health world today is found at Ken's office, Lake Cardiology. So if you'd like to have a checkup, especially if you have issues, cardiovascular issues, stroke issues, heart attack issues, anything like that, he's a spokesman for the American Heart Association. Just on the ball. 352-735-1400. There are examples of people being on the ball, but Ken has a pleasant way about him, which is pretty rare today in the medical community. 352-735-1400. I promised that we would talk as long as we were in the cardiological field. It's not the only thing we talk about with Ken, but because he's a specialist, he's got some details about what happens to those of us who have been around a lot of smoke as children with parents who smoke. What's the... Should I start getting worried now?
Well, I don't think so, but this is from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. When parents smoke, their kids face a higher risk of a common heart rhythm problem decades later. Adults who grow up with smokers are more likely to develop atrial fibrillation, Doug, versus those with non-smoking parents. Atrial fibrillation can lead to strokes and heart failure. The interesting thing about this study is that it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke that causes the atrial fibrillation, or we do know that children who grow up with parents who smoke, they themselves, the children, are more likely to smoke. So in this study, it wasn't clear whether it was a direct effect from the parents smoking or whether the kids just picked up their parents' habits and smoked more. But the conclusion is if you have parents who smoke, you as a child, later in life, decades later, are much more likely to have atrial fibrillation, this chaotic rhythm, top of the heart beating like a bag of worms. It is concerning because it can lead to a stroke and also sometimes to heart failure.
So I grew up around parents. My father didn't smoke that much. He did for a while and then he stopped. My mother smoked until it killed her. And you can see, or you could, I can visualize right now the windows on the car, for example, or the windows in the house covered with that blue haze that was the indicator of, we didn't know it then, but we certainly know it now, of what went on. And you've said that there are things like my allergic reaction to things that come about as a result of me having secondhand smoke. And I wonder about that. Now, I have not ever smoked, have no desire to. I've never done any drugs. I don't drink alcohol, all of that stuff. And I believe, maybe psychologically, it's a result of seeing what my mother did. Now, there's that. So it isn't, what you say is that generally, if you're around parents that smoke, you're going to pick up their habits because we do that no matter what the habit. We pick up what's in our environment and tend to pursue that, right?
Exactly. And we know that people individually, if they smoke, have an increased risk of atrial fibrillation. So it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke or that they actually smoke. I wouldn't panic, Doug, due to your history, because not everyone who has a parent who smokes or two parents who smoke ends up getting atrial fibrillation.
No, my father had atrial fibrillation, but he had it long before. He had it in his 50s. I think I've said
Did his parents smoke?
I don't know. He didn't know his father. He was an orphan, so I don't know what his father or mother did. I guess I've had little bouts with that sort of thing, and I take magnesium and it goes away. So, listen, I wonder how that might have affected my father. 28 after on Good Day Health.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJ.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was apparently a vital part of the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine and President Trump. Nearly 300 former foreign policy and national security officials weighed in on the impeachment inquiry. They've signed an open letter supporting the inquiry following President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. A rough transcript of the call shows the president tried to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate political rival Joe Biden. In Las Vegas, Biden told supporters,
"We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. You know, word to the wise is sufficient, perhaps takes hold here with Good Day Health, our focus on your health, immunity, things that are important. A discussion of omegas coming up in a few moments. First, though, back to the studies that Ken is so well known for following. Exercise. And what happens if you don't get it, Ken?
Well, this comes out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes this week. With exercise, yes, it's use it or lose it is definitely true when it comes to fitness. After just 2 weeks, this is the news, after just 2 weeks of sedentary behavior, Doug, formerly fit people have a decline in heart and lung health, increased waist circumference, greater body fat and liver fat, and higher levels of insulin resistance and triglycerides. But the good news, 14 days after resuming activity, these measures all bounce back.
Mm-hmm. And have you found that to be the case in your life and the people that come into your clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida? The people who don't exercise, you can tell immediately when you look at them, and then people who are exercising, I guess it depends a lot, doesn't it, on what kind of exercise you're doing, how often you do it. Is that, or is just any exercise? Help yourself to walking, running, lifting weights, doing cardio. What defines exercise?
Well, in this study, it was just walking enough steps each day. But you asked me several things there. The key question you asked me was, I think, was, did I expect this? And I have to tell you, I was a little surprised in this study how much you can do in just 2 weeks. The amount, the extent of change that only 2 weeks of not exercising can have on the body. That surprised me a bit. But it is what it is. You just have to make sure that if you do have a time when you can't exercise, just get back there. The good news is you will get it back. But you'll lose it quickly.
That's the old expression, use it or lose it. Now, let's get to a discussion that frustrated me this week about omega-6s. There's a new study published in the journal Circulation that suggests that omega-6s could be just as essential as omega-3s in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease and also reducing the risk of stroke. In The Lancet, data from 20 studies in 10 countries involving 40,000 participants, they underwent laboratory tests for levels of two omega-6 markers, linoleic acid, and arachnid or something like that. I don't know how to, you probably know how to pronounce it. So what I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, because we're always talking about evidence-based, religion, isn't that funny? Evidence-based science and medicine versus that which isn't. But yet, every time you turn around, and this is not to disqualify all the work that you and others do, but science has always said, I can remember you and I talking about this in the last couple of years, or at least two or three years ago, how bad sixes and nines were. You stay away from them and focus on omega-3s. And now this seems to indicate that information, as it refers at least to omega-6s, is not right. So here we go again. What do we believe?
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't reviewed the study, and I have to review it.
But in general, I guess, the difference between omega-3s, at first we used to talk about just omega fats.
You know, I think this is an area that, I can just tell you what's been general consensus is that until we know more, you want to limit saturated fat intake to 5 to 6% of total daily calories.
But who measures? Who's doing that? Who knows what 5 to 6% of the daily? Who even knows what their caloric intake?
Go talk to your friendly dietitian.
You know what I'm talking about. Who's got a dietitian? They don't. The average person doesn't have any of these people in their lives.
Well, but if you go to the doctor and your cholesterol's up and your weight's up, we aren't going to refer you to a dietitian. The fact that you don't need one is a good thing.
Thank you. But, those are the days we used to have. The same guy would tell you the same information. We have experts for everything now. If you went to the GP, he'd take your blood pressure and look at the results of your blood test and say, okay, this is this, and this. What you got to do?
But omega-6 fatty acids, Doug, these are polyunsaturated fats that are found in vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds.
Yep.
And if you eat them in moderation, in place of saturated fats that are found in meats and dairy products that are high in fat, I like the low-fat dairy products, the omega-6 fatty acids can be good for your heart.
Well,
so I don't know if this is really big news.
You don't. Well, again, people, whether we seem to be eating a lot of stuff that's cooked in these, I'd be exposed to them way.
But nuts and seeds are good.
Yeah, they are.
And that's omega-6.
Yep. If somebody is over the age of 50, should they start running if they've never run in their lives before is a question.
Well, if any exercise program, a middle-aged person who's starting up a new exercise program, and I'm not trying to generate work for myself and my colleagues, but you really should get the motor checked before you start a new exercise program. And there's no reason why you can't run once you get checked out or do any exercise any time in life. But the key is, if you haven't been exercising and you're in midlife, you really want to get checked out. You don't want to run a motor without oil getting there, and you want to make sure the circulation's flowing nicely before you get into high gear.
I'm looking at this morning's New York Times, and it focuses on ice baths. and whether you should take one or not after you work out with weights. There are a lot of people who are doing this cold water immersion, especially athletes, and I'm wondering whether that isn't too much of a shock to your body. You know, how what happens when you have had too many drugs or you're drunk or something, the way you get sobered up is you get tossed into an ice bath.
And right. You know, the whole idea behind this is that it's used to recover faster and reduce muscle pain and soreness after intense training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big advocate of this. I think it is a little shocking, and, you know, I would do this very cautiously. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, if you're working with a trainer and your trainer is supervising this and thinks you're a good candidate for it, but I would not do this on your own.
All right. Who's going to lug the ice buckets up to the bathtub, probably, is the question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the podcast GoodDayHealthShow.com features in the latest episode at GoodDayHealthShow.com a discussion with Ken and me of the story with Alex Trebek back on chemo for pancreatic cancer, a discussion we have about the latest developments in treating pancreatic cancer. 57,000, I think we said last week, diagnosed with it this year alone. Also in the podcast, the focus on Boston hospitals that are having success treating pancreatic cancer with an ingredient in cannabis. That's something we've been talking about off and on here. We don't have a pot stop this morning, though. Usually have a pot shocker for us to talk about, but I didn't see any of that information today. Can you?
Well, you don't want me to get on my soapbox, do you?
Of course, I'm always happy to go. You're a doctor; people pay attention to you, one way or another. It's interesting, just as an aside, because Ken knows that on my farm we're going to be growing some cannabis. But you know, it's really interesting how much of a change there is in focus to hemp, and what hemp does, and how hemp, the CBD oils, all of that stuff.
Explain the difference between the two.
Well, THC is something that is it's regulated heavily by the government because the main ingredient, it's a drug that's in cannabis. CBD is the term that refers to the oils that come out of hemp. So cannabis has things that are not necessarily always good for you to ingest, although the research is showing that it is medicinally, that's why they have medical pot shops, it medicinally does help people in certain and broadening in ways. But hemp is just plain good. Hemp is good for everything. And it isn't just the oil. There are two different types of hemp plants. One of them, you derive the oil. The other one deriving is like 8-10 feet tall. And it's used for food. It's used for clothing. It's used for a rope. It has all sorts of practical uses, and it's becoming very, very much a focus of the medical community because it does a lot of the things that drugs used to do, and the drug companies don't like that, Ken. That's frankly part of what's going on with that. So anyway, back to the podcast that's up right now. Rod Stewart, we talk about him battling prostate cancer. He's been doing it for 2 years. He's very supportive of regular prostate exams, and that's where finger up the bum, no harm done came from. I got a lot of comments on that from listeners. What did you say? Finger up the bum, no harm done. That's a good sort of a phrase to remember, man, when you're thinking about getting your prostate checked out. A new study also shows that teenage girls who stay up at night are likely to develop weight problems. And also on the podcast, did you know all medication should only be taken with water? And you can learn the reason why, as Ken and I discuss that and other things that are important to your health and the people in your family and your friends. So help yourself to the information. It's there. Maintain your good health by listening to all of our tips and the practices at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. Get started with $20 off. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a way for you to fix your post-nasal drip. It might be something you think about in the wintertime, but how many of you think about it now? I'm getting really inundated with all kinds of suggestions because my nose is dripping all the time. I'm allergic to a lot of the things on my farm that occur in the fall. And my body, along with yours, is always producing mucus. That wet substance that keeps tissues moist and serves as a barrier to bacteria in your nose. Your nose alone makes about a quart of mucus when you're healthy. Can you imagine that? A quart a day. But most of it disappears because you swallow it. Sometimes you get a lot of it, it'll upset your stomach. Excess or a thickened mucus is known as phlegm. And you can feel that draining down the back of your throat from time to time. It's referred to, as I said a minute ago, post-nasal drip. So excess mucus, you can have a stuffy nose, maybe some your nose itches a little bit, maybe you're sneezing a lot, maybe you got to clear your throat a lot, persistent cough, that sort of thing is worth it at night. Maybe you wake up with bad breath. All this stuff is what happens as a result of post-nasal drip. So what do you do? The question is, well, you get rid of the dust and other irritants that you have in your home, vacuum a lot, dust frequently, wash your bedding regularly, really hot water, high-efficiency air filters. You got to drink a lot, hydrate yourself, use a vaporizer or humidifier in your bedroom. There are some saline sprays that are good. Aromatherapy is good for you. Benadryl, some of that sort of stuff, Claritin. You can't fix the problem, but you got to recognize you got a problem to begin with. So that's the story on post-nasal drip here on Good Day Health. All right, Dr. Ken, the question comes on one's immune system. I saw something this week that I've been telling everybody everywhere about how the proper exposure, and this study was something that I found actually on Facebook that had to do with farm dirt and how it does your body good. And the people who grew up on the farm have immune systems that are second to none. Respiratory immunity stronger, gut health stronger. Generations that were raised outside where kids were running around on the farm, getting dirty. All of the positive things that have come from that, that we seem to be forgetting, or we're losing it because we're losing the farm reality in our country. People just don't know anything about agriculture. They don't know about life on the farm. And they're so concerned about their children getting dirty. My God, that's how we stayed healthy. I know that's the reason I'm healthy, 100%. So, but, you know, how do you counter that? You just encourage people to go let their children or their grandchildren play in the dirt and be dirty, understand what that does to the bacteria quotient in your life, yes or no?
Exactly. We have to let kids get a little dirt under their fingernails because apparently the microbes and bacteria in dirt can help boost your immune system. The dirt on farms seems to be the most effective.
Yeah. So, well, how, what do we? Let's hear it for Dirt on the Farm.
The farm effect.
Yeah, but it is important. It really is to get dirty. Your kids need to get dirty. I know. I remember I brought Miles back from an incident where he was digging around, and his father's horrified. I said, "Come on." I mean, I don't want to get into an argument with him, but immunity comes from being exposed to dirty stuff. Builds up a little at a time. Might try it 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour, as we focus on health with a different, well, we have two different people who specialize in health info here on the program or the programs, and one of them is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, leading cardiologist from down in Mount Dora, Florida here, with his continuing focus on what's in the medical journals. I saw something that was very interesting that caught my attention, and I wondered what you thought about bananas. There's a cardiologist who's gone on the record, says that eating bananas is like a pressure washer for your insides, for your cardiovascular system. What would be about, what about bananas?
Bananas is a good source of potassium. Patients are on diuretics. We often suggest 8 milliequivalents per banana.
Yeah.
Bananas are healthy. I like bananas.
Okay.
But I don't think they're the wonder food. There's no single item that's going to make you healthy. But certainly, as part of a healthy diet, bananas are good. As long as you have good kidney function, have a few bananas.
Have a few bananas. Yes, we have some bananas. All right, as long as we're talking about food, Dr. Ken, let's talk about gold medal flour being recalled. People wonder about E. coli. One of the things that's missing here is the fact if you use it, you cook it, the E. coli goes away. There's a lot of hysteria about this because I think people like to. Did your daughter like to eat cookie dough, raw cookie dough, when she was a kid?
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. All right. Not something you want to do with this flour,
apparently. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely not. General Mills Doug is recalling 5-pound bags of its gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour, common bag, commonly used in every kitchen, because they may be contaminated with E. coli, according to the FDA. The company, Doug, has issued the voluntary recall after a sample tested positive for E. coli 026, which is a potentially deadly strain of the bacteria. The affected flour was sold nationwide and has a use-by date of September 6, 2020.
Bring it back. Do not throw it away. Get your money back. And it's pretty simple. But E. coli, Listeria, Salmonella, all these things that are commonly found in stuff that isn't properly cared for. There's a lot of, I was moving some brewer's grain that we're taking now for the cows from a local brewery, and they stored it outside, and so it's been outside for a couple of days, and I opened up the lid, and there was a lot of, things on top of it that I don't want to see. I'm not going to feed that stuff to my cows. There's stuff that you got to be careful about. That's bottom line here. Also, when we're talking about food, I see a study here about vegetarians having a higher risk for stroke, but a lower risk for heart disease.
This is out of the British Medical Journal this week, that people who follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, Doug, have lower odds for heart disease but higher chances of having a stroke compared to meat eaters.
Yeah, why?
Well, fish eaters and vegetarians, they have lower BMIs and lower rates of high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and diabetes compared with meat eaters, which explains the lower risk of heart disease in both fish eaters and vegetarians. The reason for a higher risk of stroke in vegetarians is suggested by some recent evidence, Doug, that while low cholesterol levels are protective against both heart disease and ischemic stroke, that's the kind of stroke where there's a clot in the circulation to the brain, very low cholesterol levels may be linked to a higher risk of hemorrhagic stroke. That's where the blood vessel explodes, the subtype that was found to be higher in the vegetarians.
What's a vegetarian to do? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Here's something that a lot of people are going to be excited about. There are a lot of people who are going to be excited to know there is a way around type 2 diabetes. If you're pre-diabetic, then, and by the way, 1 out of 3 of us has the problem or is likely to develop the problem. So if you or maybe somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. It's a phenomenal dietary supplement, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested. It's really a great product. If you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you need to go to Curalin.net. Get the natural support that you need and want. Curalin.net, $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV for $20 off. That's Curalin.net.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.